Welcome to the Surf Pro Coaches Show. I'm Breck Riley. In a moment, we'll be speaking with Kosciuszko Whippet,
head football coach Casey Orr,
right here on the Surf Pro Coaches Show on Breezy 101.
When an electrical shortage in your office causes extensive smoke and water damage, or that musty odor indicates you might have a mold problem, you need a lot more than just help cleaning up. That's why Surf Pro Northeast Deltalands is the authority when disaster strikes. We offer all the cleanup and construction services to take your home or business to good as new and as soon as possible. So no matter what happens, there's just one call you need to make. Call Surf Pro Northeast Deltalands at 662-289-7473 to see how we can help you back to like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
And welcome in to the Surf Pro Coaches Show, week two of the Surf Pro Coaches Show here on Breezy 101 with Whippet's head football coach Casey Orr. We'll recap last week's game and look forward to what we have coming up this week. Well, Coach Orr, thanks for being on, and we will go ahead and recap what happened last week, a big win over Yazoo County. What'd you think about the way that game played out?
I was pretty pleased. First game of the year, you know there's going to be mistakes and things that you need to fix, but all in all, you're always glad to come out of the gate with a win and get some confidence for your guys. We are a young team, an inexperienced team, so we feel like that's good for them to get that confidence booster. A lot of things that we do need to clean up. I thought one of the biggest things was, you know, we're not quite as in good a shape as we thought we were. I thought for the first quarter and a half, we played a really good football game, and it got kind of sloppy after that, and I just contribute that to guys getting tired and not being able to execute when they were exhausted. And it's going to take four quarters to win this coming Friday night, and our guys have got to be able to do that and perform at a high level for all 48 minutes. So that's something that we got to get better at this week and just clean up a few odds and ends on both sides of the ball and, you know, just continue to improve each week.
One of those guys that we thought played well, we named him our player of the game. That was your quarterback, Caden Greer, you know, a first-time starting quarterback. And I thought he came out and he managed the game well. But what can you say about his play as, you know, opening the season with a win?
I think you used a good term right there. He did a good job of managing the game for us. I don't know his exact stats off the top of my head, but he controlled the game. He ran the offense well. He didn't turn the ball over. He executed on the read plays for us and, you know, threw some good balls. I know he threw one touchdown pass to Derek Manning. That was a well-thrown ball. And, of course, he threw another one to Lee Wade, which those are the kinds of quarterback you like. You throw it about 6 yards and he takes another 50, and that works out well for you. He did a good job for us, though. He really did. And even in some situations where maybe a pocket broke down or maybe not a great snap, he was able to get positive yardage for us. So that's big. And his athleticism is something that he brings to the table that you know, is exciting to see. And also, though, I just feel like he's a guy that the other guys can rally around. They kind of know what Caden's going to bring to the table. He's a consistent guy each and every day at practice and in the weight room and during the game and in the locker room. So to me, is about as big compliment as you can give a kid is that, you know, the type of teammate he is.
We'll take a look at this week's opponent, the Winona Tigers. No stranger to, you know, Whippet fans. And it seems like we play Winona, if not every year, maybe every couple of years there on the schedule. Not a too far of a road trip, but didn't get to play them last year. You know, lost those first two games because of COVID. But, you know, looking at film, what can you tell us about the Winona Tigers?
They're a very good football team. They're fundamentally sound on both sides of the ball. Got some really good skill kids. And up front, they're huge at the tackle spot. I think they're two tackles both. They're around 6'3", 350, and they're not fat boys. They move really well. They're going to present a lot of problems for us, so we got to be able to stop the run. They're definitely a run-first football team, but, you know, they're going to lull you to sleep, running it, and then they're going to hit you over the top. We got to make sure we can eliminate those explosive plays and make them drive the field. And we're going to have to tackle well, and then offensively, you know, we're going to have to be able to take advantage of opportunities when we get them, and we're just going to have to be able to execute. Not have any negative plays and get ourselves behind the chains.
Whippet's head coach Casey Orr here on the Surf Pro Coaches Show. Whippet's traveling up to Winona tomorrow night. We'll have that game for you here on Breezy 101. Well, Coach, thanks for being on. We'll talk to you tomorrow night in the pregame show.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Join us again next week for the Surf Pro Coaches Show on Breezy 101.